mind. Not fairies to face, but hardworking and kind. When I caught the eye of the parson's son, my mother said my single days were done. He loved his books and he loved his choir. He loved the church and by the by. His father died and he took the cloth. A minister now, bearing Bible truth. When he made me his wife, my heart just swelled. Kept his house and his secrets as well. He was a drinking man behind closed doors, but I never spoke of my private woes. The money was his and the grief was mine. The glory is the Lord's till the end of time. Come on, come all, and I'll tell my tale of the parson's wife and what befell. When the bishop came, I had to mind my words. Remember to smile and to hide my hurt. He was a greedy man, keen for wealth of ties, which he never could have while the parson lives. Then one December night, upon the stair, the parson fell, and to my despair, his soul flew out and fled the place. But then I recalled, as I looked in his cold face, that the money was his and the grief was mine. Glory is the Lord's till the end of time. Come on, come all, and now listen close about the parson's wife and the path she chose. I hid his body in a vat of brine, sealed him in against the fingers of time. For on Christmas Eve, all the farmers knew to bring up their rents as the parson's due. So I took their money and I thanked them good. Said he was out in the neighborhood. Then I packed my bags and rode all night till the northern borders were a dawned sight. Now my story's told and my life's all mine. The glory is the Lord's till the end of time. Come on, come on, true about the parson's wife sitting here with you.